Last year in December, Linda Jera of Philadelphia went to the doctor for a sinus infection. She took an antibiotic, but she didn't feel better. Weeks went by, she felt exhausted and terrible, and after many more doctor's visits and tests, it turned out her heart was failing. She's 43 years old. In the following months, she was in and out of the hospital four times, and doctors are still not sure what caused her heart health to deteriorate. She told us her story for our series, Patient Files.
They knew that they had to go to the next step, that I was not getting any better. So March 3rd, my mother's birthday, I had the LVAD put in. And what this device does is I have a pump that's right above my rib cage. And it has two, look like hoses that go in, and it's used to bypass the aorta. And it's a continuous flow that will keep my heart pumping. So I can't have a heart attack if that was to happen. I don't have a pulse. I can tell you where you can microphone it. That's me. That's what I sound like on the inside. So there's a guy at work who likes to make a joke about how anyone could come in his room as long as they have a pulse. And I was like, well, I'll just wait outside. So I could not come home because I live by myself. So I spent 3 months at my sister's house, sleeping in my niece's room. And she has like Taylor Swift posters up and everything's pink and princesses. And so she's 8 now and my nephew's 7. And there's always a story I tell about my nephew and my recovery. And I started with like walking two rooms down from mine in the hospital. And when I got to my sister's, I would do the hallway. That's about as much as I could do when physical therapy started. And I remember it was right before Easter and I had gone outside and I put some stuff in the mailbox and I walked up and down my sister's driveway and I did it for 7 minutes. And I was so excited and I came in and Brendan, my nephew, was the first person I saw. And I was like, Brendan, guess what? He's like, what? He's excited for me. And I said, I just walked for 7 minutes straight. And his smile like turned into like disgust. And he was like, are you kidding me? That is like kindergarten easy. And you're excited about that? And I was just laughing because I wasn't laughing then. I kind of shuffled back to the bedroom and like put my head down. I was like, oh, I guess it was kindergarten easy. And I tell that story because I now do the elliptical, and the longest time I've spent on the elliptical is 7 miles. So I do the elliptical every day between 3 and 5 miles a day. And I'm really trying to get active. I went back to work full time. I teach 11th grade at Valley Forge Military Academy. I went to one of the support groups at Temple, and there were four of us there. It was myself, 76-year-old man, 78-year-old woman, and an 84-year-old woman. There are people on VADS who are so unhappy that they have this device. And I obviously can't go in water. I can get electrocuted. And they just go on and they'll just complain about how they can't go swimming and they can't. But I'm like, but you're alive. And it was looking pretty bad for me. You know, I was glad to be alive. And there have been people who are considering VADS or people who just ask me, they're like, what made you decide to get this? And I was like, I didn't have a choice. I just remember, you know, at that time my niece was 7, she's the oldest. And I just said, you know what? I want to go to her wedding. I want to dance at her wedding. There are 200,000 people that need hearts a year and about 2,000 become available. Hearts are good on average for about 10 years. Lungs are good for about 5 to 7 years. And I said, well, what does that mean? What do you mean? Like 10 years? They're like, well, in 10 years, then you just get listed again for, and I'm like, I have to go through this again? And I was like, wait a minute. I don't even know if I want to do this now. And I was like, what are my chances? I did say, what are my odds if I just leave the hospital? I don't think my odds were very good. I don't think I had odds, to be honest with you. When I was first recovering and getting more out of the house at my sister's, people would say, oh, I could never do what you did. And I could never go through this. And I would say, you would, because when you're faced with these decisions, like you have to do it.
Linda is having some tests done to see if her heart is strong enough to live without the LVAD. If not, she'll continue waiting for a heart transplant. Our associate producer, Paige Flager, produced this piece.